right, let's head on down to Delta Marina and Empire and find out if when this wind stops, people are going to get out and catch some fish and what they might find. Let's talk to the operator of the Delta Marina, Mitch Juricich. Hey, good morning, Mitch. Enjoying this weather?
Yes, I certainly am, Don. It's beautiful out there. I mean, it's just cooler temperatures, dry, filtered air. And the breeze is actually not too bad this morning. You know, it's feeling pretty good. The only thing is we have these pesky floodgates that are been closing almost every day, and it's just been unreal with the tide levels. You know, they've been really, really coming up real high at night. So let's hope we get them open early this morning, and we can get these boats out. The operators have been pretty good about letting people slide through once they launch their boats and stuff like that. But other than that, you know, this weather just feels great. Great for teal hunting, you know. I don't know what the alligators are doing right now. They probably loving it as well, too. You know, we all love this little cool feel air, so.
Yeah, well, both of those are about getting ready to wrap up. Not too much longer to go on those and take advantage of that. Given that the fishermen probably didn't have a lot of fishermen, so reports have been pretty scarce because those winds were pretty pesky and the tides were high, but what would you suggest people go and maybe give a shot this morning?
Actually, with the low river, the fish are stacked up in the river now, all the way up, you know, as far as Port Sulphur, they're catching redfish, flounders, some speckled trout as well, too, in the river. So a lot of the guys have been going across on the east side to go catch redfish and all, crossing through the Empire Locks, going through Ostrich and going to the east side. But they're coming back with kind of dismal catches. But my bait guy goes in the river every day, and he catches his limit of fish right there at the Empire Locks in the river. Jack Crevel is amazing, the big Jack Crevel that moved all the way upriver. I mean, it's not good for us because of the saltwater wedge, but, and I guess, same thing with those fishermen trying to fish, you know, the east bank and downriver. They're having to deal with the fish being just so scattered out because they got this big river they can all be all up in and everything. But flounder catches have been really good. You know, of course, they are fixing to shut that down, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Right, October 15th.
Okay. All right. Well, they got till October 15th to catch some flounders, I guess, and really good catches of flounders. So, but this is usually the month the speckled trout start kicking up in October, November. So we're looking forward to that. We just got to get through this hurricane season and all of that stuff as well. Because I mean, this has just been a nightmare for us watching one system after another just keep popping up in the Gulf. And I mean, I think midweek next week, we may be looking at another system in the Gulf of Mexico, not giving us a break.
Well, let's hope these little frontal systems keep on coming, because that's certainly good news when you get into the late summer, early fall. Mitch, I've been asking listeners if there was one regulation that they could change that really bugs them. What do you think your customers tell you? What is the one thing that most people complain about as far as a regulation, wishing they could change it?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the redfish thing. You know, I mean, I know I've heard, people griping about the flounder, the little closure for flounder season. But if you look at the flounders on the rebound, I mean, it's, you know, give them a little break, let them mate, let them do their thing. And but the redfish, you know, it's all right. It's better now. But a while back, you know, they were catching 16 and a half, 17 inch redfish and just having to throw everything back. And, you know, it's gotten better now. Just adjusting to that. So I think that's one of the bigger things, I think. The snapper, too, don't get me wrong, red snapper, you know, I mean, there's abundance of red snapper out there everywhere you go, you know, even you're still catching red snapper. I know people, the hype is kind of down a little bit because people don't fish them as much as they do when a season opens, and that's with every opening of a season. You know, they come out and just slam them, and you get that little dull moment after that because the fish have kind of been hammered for a little while. But when you get these longer seasons, it seems like it works better.
Yeah, well, we've had a good successful season. Hopefully we'll continue to get that million pound or maybe even increase it for next year, because a lot of people love to fish those snapper. Mitch, before you go, National Hunting and Fishing Day, you got anything special on the menu at the Ponderosa for this weekend?
Everything special at the Ponderosa on the weekend, but you know, we just added a new roast beef po' boy top menu, and I'm going to tell you, it is dynamite. I mean, our cook, Miss Rose, she does an excellent job. It's all is a peeled knuckle. I don't know where she came up with a peeled knuckle roast, but that's what she demands whenever we order her roast. And she just puts that together, man, on French bread with that gravy. And of course, it's you're going to get dirty eating it because it's so it's so delicious. But of course, we always have the fresh catches out the bayou, our shrimp, our oysters, our charbroil oysters are off the charts, which we take pride in that as well. But soft shell shrimp, I mean, you know, it's just definitely get out there, go fishing, and come in and have lunch or dinner with us.
All right, I'm going to write that down, a peeled knuckle for the roast beef sandwich. And I'm sure you've got ponchos you can sell people if they eat no sloppy roast beef, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Who needs a bib? You got to put a poncho on with these. A bib won't do you no good. So.
All right. Lots of fun. All sounds good. Y'all have a great weekend, Mitch, and we'll catch up with you next time, my friend.
You as well, Don. And these cool fronts are starting to make my neck swell a little bit, too. You know what's next on the menu.
Oh, yeah. We're getting ready.
Yes, sir. So,
thank you,
Mitch.
All
right. You have a great weekend. All right, Don.
Mitch Jurasich, Delta Marina operator down there in the Empire, right by the big bridge.